Do you believe in clicking a ticket? Well, 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 look who's become so numb. It's Clicking Her Ticket. I'm PBTNO.
You're interrupting the Linkin Park, yeah!
Just caught in the Glenn
Toe. I can't hear you guys at all. I've become so numb. I can't hear
you guys,
either.
This song is real good.
Crawling in your skin.
Actually, I literally can only hear Linkin Park.
I can't hear anything, Ryan. Ryan's just like laughing. I can't hear myself think. Ryan,
can we turn the music down?
Please turn the music down.
Ryan.
Grandpa Nick
over
here.
Like Swampcast where we like let like Can You Read My Mind play the entirety, like blasting over us trying to talk through it. It was good. It was good radio.
I can almost hear you.
Alright, well that's Pete. I'm Glenn. Nick's over there.
What's
that
up?
Was some loud Linkin Park before that.
It's Pete, Glenn, and the man on the couch. Oh, of course, Nick Schaefer.
So Nick.
I love the.
Too good to sit up like the rest of us?
Yep. So,
all right.
I watched one of their music videos the other night.
You can't even see Nick.
I feel like most of their music videos, it's like this really.
Wait, you watched like a Linkin Park music video earlier tonight?
I was no, the other night. I was really, really drunk and I was kind of like looking at it.
So I thought to myself, what do I like a lot?
I was like,
so I went on and watched some Linkin Park videos.
It's something that is, you know, you wanted to go back. I want to go back and check and see if it was even funnier than I remembered or not as funny. And there's all these moments where there's this sort of vaguely Hispanic rapper who, like, he's expressionless. Like, he doesn't get into it at all, and he just kind of mouths the words. It's very
I remember him
unsettling.
Doing that weird, like, head bob and weave after he'd finished, like, the last, like, rhyme of that, like, super predictable rap.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The weird slow-paced talk rapping.
It's like, and that's why I blow your mind. And then he kind of like bob his head like a pigeon. Like,
yeah,
it
like
weird.
The camera's held on him too long.
Yeah. And he was always wearing like a weird like Bowie-esque spacesuit. Remember when like the Flight of the Conchords did like the Bowie song? It looks like that outfit. And that guy's like wearing it. But it's like cool because it's 1997.
Yeah, everyone's acting really melodramatic except the singer has just got the headphones and he's like basically in studio singing.
Is he holding like the one ear onto himself?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and the guitar player's like trying to act super cool, but he's playing like two chords slowly. I don't know.
Now, what was like the first breakout Linkin Park video? Because I have it all like jogging
in
my head.
Video.
Is it Crawling?
Yeah.
Because One Step Closer was their first big song.
Oh, yeah, that had to be it.
But it didn't have a video, did it?
It had to.
It must have. They were so big.
Everything had a video then.
What was the video?
Yeah, it was like the age of Fuse and MTV.
Ryan,
like, on their last hurrah.
What was the. Just look it up without putting the sound on it and report to us.
No, debunk this. I had always heard that they were like a put together band.
Oh, like assembled by just a label.
Yeah,
or something?
Like yeah, by a yeah.
I mean, there's no way that talent happens by accident. I tell you what.
I feel like that happened more in the 90s, like super groups, like still kind of could happen, like boy bands.
It wasn't
bands,
even a super group. A super group means like you have a bunch of people who were famous.
No, not
and
in
then
the
you
90s,
put them in
though.
A group.
Yeah, I understand that. It's not like Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. It's like. This is just like a thrown together like jumble, like it's like
yeah,
they audition on like the equivalent of America, like they cast and couch their way to that
son
shit.
Son of a bitch, remembrancer.
No man, I bet
I can remember. I could picture that like
hair.
Rapper dude with the goatee like sucking off
yeah,
a dude like
now.
You know if
Joey
you looked
Fatone?
Up like some primitive porn from 1996, like that's what that guy was like doing.
Maybe he throws a headstand up in there.
Yeah, he could. That'd be crazy.
Let's
though.
Not get crazy. Let's not get crazy here, guys. All right, Linkin Park is an American rock band from Agoura Hills, California.
Agoura.
Formed in 1996, band rose to international fame with their debut album Hybrid Theory. I guess it wouldn't say on their Wikipedia, like, assembled by soulless record executives to maximize capital. I don't think that would. Chester Bennington. That's a rock name if I've ever heard one. Well, that's it for Linkin Park Cast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And, safe commute. Weather coming up with Pete. And that's our weather.
There it is. It's the ice age all week, folks.
Where's our
traffic?
Yeah, traffic report.
Got any news, Pete?
Any sports?
We got some sports coming up, you guys. Don't worry, though. She's kind of locked me out, but I can.
What the Ryan, fuck? Stop monkeying around over there. He's trying to do the drops.
Guys, Ryan and I are breaking off from the cast. We're starting a separate faction. We're starting our cool dubstep group. Hit it, Ryan. Slug heads. Warp the shit out of it, Ryan. We're a team, just like in rehearsal. Here we go. Good boy. No. All right, ready? Remix, Ryan. Go.
What's up?
All right, Ryan fucked it up. We did it really good in rehearsal.
What's with the reverb thing? We have an
it was part of our band.
I wish we had an engineer. We could figure it out and watch figure it out with me.
Summer Sanders, goddamn. Ooh, Olympian.
So Glenn and Mackenzie are doing some science projects the last few days, and I think we're reaping the benefits of it now.
What are you talking about, you silly goose?
You've got like those old lady sunglasses on.
Yes, I do.
Dude, this is like seriously lounge cast.
I expect
Nick is like slouched out on like a leather couch, and like Glenn has like rockabilly glasses on.
See, I had to commit to
I
this.
Wish I feel like this is like we should all be like snapping, and be like boom, 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 like,
yeah. Why do we have lights on? There should be like red candles everywhere. This should be.
If I sit up on this couch, though, I'm just gonna be like a foot shorter than all of you because it's just way lower. So I might as well just commit to it, and be comfortable. That's how I feel.
You can't even see your pal Pete over here.
I've seen enough of Pete.
How are you supposed to look directly into each other's eyes and make jokes at each other?
Look, Pete and I are saving our... We have one more eye contact left in us, and we're saving it for when we jump off the balcony.
No! Thank you, Ryan.
Wait, who's doing the drops? Is it both of you?
I guess both. As I said, we are breaking off into a separate faction.
Oh.
Drink the bleach.
A red faction?
Ryan, you should pod fast. That means stop doing the drops.
Is it casted, Don?
Yeah, fast. No, he's fasting.
All right. Apparently, when I was drunk at some point recently, like, I have an iPhone now, and you can set reminders. You can just, like, literally hold down in Siri, and just, like, remind me to, like, do this shit at this time. And it, like, thinks for a while. The iPhone gets kind of hot. And then it, like, fucking spits out. And, like, 4 days later, it'll remind you of, like, whatever. And at some point, apparently, when I was drunk, I told it to remind me to mug people on Ramadan.
Yeah, I said that. I said I was... I started
and I
doing...
think... I know. It was probably some psycho rant.
Did you?
Yeah, this is my idea.
Oh, this is one step closer.
Yeah, but like I had to I told my fucking phone, seriously, it's like I have like 8 reminders. I've had the phone for a while. Yeah, I have literally 8 reminders on there. And it's like legitimate shit. And then just went in there, it's like apparently I was like, it's fucking important that you remember to mug people on Ramadan.
Yeah, I told you about that. I always tell the glass polishers because they're fasting all day and they're all weak and slow and shit. I'm like, I'll fight any two of you Muslims while you guys are fasting. You guys are fucking weak pussies. I'm going to start robbing people exclusively during Ramadan.
There was
going to rob Muslims because you're all weak and you won't be able to fight back.
There's a dude who
And like being violent during Ramadan is like really unacceptable, I'm pretty sure, too. So they like can't fight back. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, well, that's when... I mean, how is it that... why doesn't like Israel attack then?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do, like, really sleazy shit.
I don't know.
They probably make sure, like, the food deliveries are, like, late, so they can't eat right before, like, the sun comes up. You know, and it's like, oh, fuck, yeah, the food truck just showed up, and it's like, the sun's coming up, now you can't eat, you gotta wait until nighttime.
There was a guy who made it through the entirety of NFL training camp while doing Ramadan shit. Like, he just didn't eat or drink water during he was, you know, doing pro athlete.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm still holding up One Step Closer music.
I make fun
this
of
shit
them all day,
so much
but they're
sense
like, yo, but we're
covering
our ass in case like there's hell. I'm like, yeah, well, I'll be like burning, like I'll be crackling a lot because I'm overweight, but like I'll be burning
but
up.
Yeah, because you didn't fast or
Yeah, I'll be burning up because and enjoying it. Yeah, it'll be great. Yeah, there's a hell, you guys, and there's also a God.
Well, why wouldn't a divine being want to punish people for being the way he made them?
Yeah, also fasting. He wants you to not eat for like a period of like a specific period of time, but I'm sure it's like hasn't been very specific over like there's no way it's been the exact time. They're probably like doing it the wrong weeks. God's probably then really pissed about it cuz they got it wrong. You know, if he's that specific, they're probably fucking that up too. So like I'm doing just as well, like not even being Muslim.
Listen, man, this
because
guy
I'm fucking not doing it wrong, like they are.
Look, we've got
probably
we got this old book, and And it has everything that an omnipotent being that's completely beyond our consciousness wants from us. So why don't you just do what the book says, and by proxy, a particular cast of individuals who've elevated themselves outside of society's laws. Why don't you just do what they... What's your problem? Okay, why isn't that
like,
cool to you?
I would be totally down with religion if the Bible, like, from, like...
Wasn't a game of telephone that was played for 2,000
years?
No,
from when they wrote it. If it was, like, written in, like...
Nick's sitting up now.
Written in, like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Written in the year 100, there's, like, a power ranking.
Nick it or sit it.
You know what I mean? And then it's, like, I'm at the more top, that like, wrestling Pope, writing career. You know what I mean? And there's, like, a power tree... You know
when he's introduced,
like,
he like makes a move and then turns to the camera like a
you're like introducing
Capcom
all the,
game.
The power rankings are very obvious. It's like next up, you have your like archbishops. It's like yeah, and you have like all eight of them. They like introduce them. They understand. Like,
wait, Pete, can
next,
you
yeah.
can you WWE this up for us a little bit?
All right, what's the situation here?
Pope Francis.
Like the hierarchy. Of, like,
I wasn't listening.
The hierarchy of the Catholic Church.
Come
like
on, dude. This
Pope,
is like this
like,
is like your whole childhood.
Like
the WWE and Catholic Church. Let's
it's
go.
Like them introducing okay. like the new power rankings. It's like the Pope, like cardinals, like archbishops. All right,
and like are we like modern day?
No. This WWE. Is like in the year 100, but they're introducing it WWE style.
They're introducing like the Pope.
Yeah, like the whole thing because it's like it's new. It's all new.
Oh, like. Okay, yeah, do it.
I still don't think I comprehend the situation.
Okay, it's a mob, right? They're really into Jesus.
It's a flash mob.
He's been dead for like 50 years.
They all synced up their iPhones.
You guys all finished hammering out this Bible, and now you need to sell a weird power structure to people.
Actually, it was like 300 years after.
Yeah, well, whatever, Nick. You're confusing the point.
You might think there are many gods.
Go on.
Sacramento. But they would have you believe... There were many gods judging your life, when in reality, there was only one of you. And you, Sacramento, has been close to me for a long, long time. So therefore, there is one true God, as there is one true city tonight!
See, the problem here is that... Pete.
Yeah, the Pope's sitting there like, get to me already, come on.
No, Pete's too high to, like...
He's not high.
The thing is...
Nick.
All right, he was just reading from the Book of Mormon, though. That's not actually, like,
yeah,
made up at
yeah,
all.
Yeah, because Sacramento, yeah.
Fun fact, I've done that every cast. Of one passage, I just sneak it in there. Just
that's good. That's
in.
Good.
Oh, you listen in reverse.
Are you,
it's
are you reading
better.
It off of your tats, which cover your entire body?
Yes.
Underneath the neck, of course. You wear high-collared shirts to work.
Yes, yeah.
Pizza tats?
Also true.
There was actually supposed to be a company basketball game, and some kid was like, yeah, I have to wear sweats because I've got, like, tats all over my legs. It's like, oh, good. Clearly you don't regret that fucking shit.
Yeah, that, and your legs, too.
Oh, yeah, you're ashamed?
It's like, yeah, so when I wear shorts, people think my legs are dangerous.
You're ashamed of
yeah.
it because people who you are going to rely on for your career might think you're a fucking idiot? Well, you know. Now you have to wear fucking sweatpants in 98-degree weather.
Yeah, and your legs look dangerous. And just wear the shorts with your danger legs.
You look like the people we put in jail.
It's silly, but, like, I don't know.
That's awesome.
I've seen some pretty sweet tattoos living here. And I've seen some really, really lame ones. I still can't consider.
I got to hear oral arguments for a stabbing today.
Nice. What was that like?
Pretty impressive. I mean, it was.
Well, isn't it like you stabbed me? No, I didn't. It's like that guy came.
No,
the guy
no,
right
no,
there
no.
came up to me and like fucking.
No, because most of the time, see that's the thing. Criminal cases, it's not the victim prosecuting; it's the state. That's
okay.
That's why you can go forward even if the victim's not cooperating. Which like 99% of the time in domestic violence, it isn't. Even this is a case where it was a guy who got stabbed by a woman, in a domestic violence. She like just freaked out on him and stabbed him.
Terrifying. Continue.
And he doesn't. I mean, like most of these people, like don't want to prosecute. Like that's part of what being in the office is. You just like go to the hospital and you're like, oh, all these like gunshot wounds. They're like, yeah, no, I changed my mind. Like I'm not gonna prosecute. And so you have to go ahead without him. And defendants never take the stand ever because they'll always get convicted if they do.
Really?
Yeah, because you
can just like always botch it.
Well, because you can cross examine them, so it's just all you have to do is like find something that is like indicative that they did it, and either make them lie about it and be like, "But we have this like evidence that says you did that," or they admit to it. You know, so it's like one way or the other. I don't know. don't.
They usually just admit to it.
Don't get caught. Don't get caught. No, they're all fucking dumb.
Because we're going in for the big cheese.
That's the thing, though. They all think that every like lawyer is fucking. That's all right. Because the law is kind of weird and counterintuitive a lot of the time. So a lot of people who are, a lot of defendants think that it's stupid and therefore like all lawyers are stupid and that they're way smarter than all the lawyers. And they're like, no, see, like I got it figured out. Like I'm outsmarting them. I ain't going to tell my lawyer shit. It's like, okay, so now your lawyer has no idea how to defend you. All right, cool, buddy. And like they just, it's like, no, see, if I do this, it's they're not going to prosecute. They'll say this on like calls that are being recorded. Like, no, see, like, if I just, like, scare off this witness, I'm going to walk, see? It's like, except you just confessed to tampering with a witness on a, to the police, basically. Because you're really smart. You're smarter than all these people who do this for a living. Okay.
Why don't they just get, like, cell phones, like I see on those prison shows? Yeah.
That takes a lot of cigarettes and butt-fucking, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
So they take you to the jail and, like, show you the butt-fucking? Like, they took you to the gun range?
Well, it's like those porns where it's, like, you know, one of those big dildos.
It's like, see,
on
this is an interesting one. These two people are equally matched.
Yeah,
they're
both
top.
They hook up, like, a lawnmower
engine. They were bunked together because they've been disruptive with their other bunkmates.
This is going to be...
Yeah. It's like a long battle. It goes on. They're both, like, two bears. One's, like, a white supremacist and the other's, like, a really shredded black dude. They go at it for like a day and a half, and they end up just like collapsing.
This is actually a short film that Glenn directed. It'll be on IFC in the next few months,
if we're lucky.
Yeah. So you don't get to learn about jail or anything.
If they speak French, it's artistic.
Okay, but no jail learning.
No, I mean a little bit. I mean I hear the Rikers calls, and all they do is bitch about their life in there, about how you have to like, you don't get enough food, and so you have to like get money for the commissar, and you can buy like canned soups and shit. It's fucking depressing as hell. I don't know.
Why don't they feed them enough?
No, it's just, I don't know. This is like a shitty budget.
Okay.
And people don't want to hear about like the sweet food that people get in prison.
Do they talk about rape? Do they get raped a lot?
Not that no, these aren't the type of dudes they're going to talk about to their girlfriends. I think a lot of these guys are probably doing the raping.
Yeah.
Probably.
So you haven't heard anything?
Nope.
That's a bummer. I thought it was rampant.
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's become it's entered pop culture so much.
Yeah, but I always just thought it's like a bunch of like terrifying psychos locked up alone and they're going to bang something.
Wasn't there that photo, have you guys seen this, of the guy who got the full body tattoo where his back is like a naked woman and the ass cheeks are his ass cheeks are her tits? and he like wound up going, went to jail for something. It's like, oh, have fun with that.
Oh, God.
They don't even have to use their imagination.
Jesus.
That's really bad. That's really bad.
These are terrible things.
For him. He is not. Yeah, that's... This is gonna be like a jizz trough.
I'm gonna need a machete, not a penis.
I'm so glad we got that drop.
Does he say I'm gonna eat a machete?
I'm gonna need
a machete.
Is that from Thousand Ways to Die?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, a machete. I would probably.
How did he die in that show?
I don't even remember.
Why not?
He probably like fell on the machete or something stupid like that.
Ryan, what would Taylor say if somebody owned your ass?
Owned your ass, Ryan.
What if it was a girl who did it? Who owned your ass?
Oh, yeah, this is terrible.
Yeah, we should like, talk.
Sorry, what? Do you?
Yeah, why not? You guys are flying shit. I don't.
Yeah, let's post it on the internet.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm self-conscious.
Yeah,
Nick,
seriously.
You suck.
Well, what you two talk about?
You
something.
Suck, Ryan. You suck.
Listen, Ryan came all the way down here from Grand Central.
Took too long, Nick. Nick, bring it back to life.
Bring it back.
Now. We're counting on you.
You're
Nick.
Like one of those fire thing. What's it called?
Nick's got a way to fix it. Sure he does.
A little fire
cord. He's like a weird protagonist in like a 20s movie. It's like, come on, Nick. You can bring this back to life, can't
you? Oh, let's get Nick. He always has great ideas.
Nick, you always have great ideas.
You guys are missing it. I'm doing a tremendous soft shoe routine right now, and it doesn't really...
He always comes up with the topic just when we need it.
Nick, you were the sleepy one last time.
Pete's bed made him suicidal?
What?
What?
Is that the topic? I don't...
Your bed made him suicidal? Oh, that. Yeah, that's... We can talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
not.
Fucked up enough to talk. Let's talk about that.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Come on, dude. We're your friends here. I'm on a couch. It's like therapy.
Peter, Pete, you lay on the couch and we'll talk about
it. We're going to fix it next week, so you can talk about it now. We're going to fix it next week. We'll take care of it.
What?
The bed.
Brick will help,
oh,
too.
Dude, I'm over it. Like, Jesus. Like, it was like a period. Like, obviously, I'm over it.
It'll be reflected in your artwork. Like, your biographers will talk about it. It'll be like a phase.
Bingo!
Pete's bed phase.
Yeah, thanks, Ryan.
He painted a lot of wood.
Glenn's in the middle of, like, a, what, mini vacation sort of deal?
Three days.
And then you have to, like...
I work three doubles in a row, I think.
But with all the week, like, starved... Is that... Hmm? The other barbacks who are like starving themselves, isn't that?
Oh,
Ramadan is over, right?
I think it ends. Now that we
don't
ending season,
now that we don't hang out
over.
With like Pakistan, we don't know.
I
fucking miss Pakistan.
Again, I'm going to bed alone again.
No. There's only two of the barbacks are Muslim. One of them is fasting. What no, neither of them are fasting. The glass polishers fast, and a couple of the food are like, and the bag waiters are fasting.
Is that like one of those things where, no matter how secular you are, you just do it? No,
because
you're secular.
No, because a lot of them are just like, fuck that. Like, I'm not gonna be like doing like a physical job and then.
Oh, it's not like
eat.
The Christmas and Easter thing where people just go.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one thing to be like, yeah, we'll do like presents. And there's another thing to be like, let's not eat for like a whole month during the day. And you
Hold
have to
on.
Like wake up extra early and like go to like as soon as you, like as soon as the sun goes down, you have to like eat as much as you can.
Ryan, what kind of deodorant do you use? Because you are bone dry.
I don't know. Can I actually tell you a story about
that was a serious question. You don't know what kind of deodorant you use?
Oh, I think I use Degree.
Okay, go on.
The hard, not the soft. No, can I Tale from the old country from when I actually lived in Saudi
hard
as a kid.
Soft.
Oh, Saudi stories.
Yeah, so
I remember Arabian Nights with Ryan Green.
Exactly.
Did you beat up any fucking Muslims on Ramadan?
No. Here's what they do.
They're weak?
Yeah, I guess they're a bit weaker. I don't know. They're just like, don't like eat shit out in public when you're off the compound. But yeah, it's like, okay, like if you have money, then which is you just live a nocturnal lifestyle for a month. Like, that's it. You just like sleep during the day and go out and party like all night.
See, that's fucking dumb. Why even bother?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, if you can eat at night, then like, why aren't you allowed to eat during the day?
Isn't the whole point that you're like denying yourself something as opposed to just like you party at night?
No, but like, even if you can eat at night, it's like, why do you, can't you eat during the day? Like, everyone's shit is different. Like, you understand it. It's like, all right, like, I won't, like, maybe I want to eat lunch or something, but like, fuck you. Like, I'm going to eat breakfast. I'm hungry. And like, If I was Muslim and, like, I'm lifting kegs all day, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Absolutely ridiculous. But then, like, they use it, like, I'm sorry, you can't complain then if you're tired. You know what I mean?
This is, like, a really weird scene for American Beauty, because, like, I can see through the crack in the door, Pete's, like, doing his hair and shit.
Oh, you were watching Pete
like,
in the bathroom?
Like, down the hall. The lighting's all weird. Where's that like weird American Beauty like xylophone song?
Ryan?
I would.
Okay, that's terrific.
Well, I can see iPad's still working. We got the drops back, which it's like seeing old friends again. It reminds me of all the drops that I ask for that just never come. I feel like Charlie Brown.
I've got, for the record, I have the one faggot you requested on my laptop at
the
home.
What?
Oh.
The drop that he requested.
It was from episode 118. It's you, Glenn.
What is it?
It's you saying grizzled faggot, and I don't remember the context. You're hanging out with Christian and Eric, and
you just
drop a grizzled faggot in there. I thought it'd be useful at some point.
Every, like, RPG character I had before I was, like, 18.
Then you turn 18, and you put away childish things, and you moved on to meat whore cunt.
Yeah, that was...
And muscle milk.
What did we play as in Borderlands recently? Wasn't it, like... Faggot and
it was definitely faggot.
And
well,
like
I don't know
meat queen or something.
It was meat queen was my first one. Yeah,
faggot and meat queen.
Meat is an underrated comedic term.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's queen.
Have you guys still busted that out? I saw you guys go on that binge when you first got Borderlands.
I played with Eric the other night. I'm excited for the second
one. Oh, Rick the Brick gets in tomorrow.
It keeps, okay, so Pete and I have played the game like 3 times. We do this co-op thing. It's split screen. We keep playing it. We get to level like 9 or whatever. Then we turn it off and we turn it back on. And it's like, the game is like, what are you talking about? It's like,
oh, just won't
it's
save?
Like a bouncer that like has amnesia. It's like, no, you can't get into the club, pal. Like I have no recollection of you palming me $20 every week for the last like year and a half.
Is it really? Yeah. It just doesn't save any of your games?
No, it'll save like one of them. So it'll be like, Pete's game will be there. But it'll be like, all right, so like, you could play, dude, like by yourself.
The other
yourself.
Guy's like way
it's
stronger.
Like, I'm like level 11, you're like 1. I'm just going to fucking pick up.
Yeah. And you guys have to go and get like brutalized by Bone Face again or whatever
his name
was.
Nine,
well, that would kick his ass.
Who has 9 balls or whatever.
We're getting Chet here.
Yeah, every enemy is measured by how many balls he has.
Yeah. Dude, we got up to enemies with like a lot of balls.
The storyline of that is such dog shit, and it like opens with like that.
Yeah,
it's like, no rest for the wicked.
Oh,
like
that
shit song. God, I hate that
doesn't
song.
Doesn't advertise like that cologne game, or something?
That game came out like what, like 4 or 5 years ago. I didn't realize how old that song is. They still use it for like every stupid
that's
fucking
commercial. That game came out like 2 years ago.
No way. No, Borderlands, no way.
They were advertising it when Pete
I was
and I,
working at Bertucci's when that game was
no,
out.
No, they were advertising that shit when Pete and I were in 505.
I was out. I was working at Bertucci's when that game was out because there were people there who played it. I remember.
Are you sure they weren't
positive?
Are you sure they weren't talking about like The Sims?
No, I'm 100% positive.
Because The Sims was really popular.
No, Borderlands.
People liked
I remember seeing it played while I was working at Bertucci's with people. Yeah. So it had to be, was that 2007 or 8? 2007 or 8, yeah. Had to be.
I guess so. No, because. No.
Eight
way.
Or nine, then.
No
I,
way.
It had to be. I
was still in fucking... I was in college.
Look it up, Ryan. Look up when Borderlands came out.
The answer is October of 2009.
Yeah, there we go.
So we were both wrong.
That was very NPR.
Well, I said 8 or 9 then, because I guess it had to be then a little later because I was working at Pier 1. Now Bertucci's on.
Selling your reed diffusers.
I am an FBI agent!
I just felt like pressing.
I don't know why it took me so long to get into it, but... I don't know. It was like $20.
Yeah. We were moving towards something, and now I completely forget.
Nick, Pete's no help.
Oh, not at all.
No, it's great.
Sorry, would guys. You like to know more? I'm out of here.
So
goodbye.
Glenn,
goodbye.
You haven't taken your lady to see Dark Knight Rises yet.
No,
Rises.
Kenzie, you still want to go see Dark Knight Rises? Ooh.
The movie was bullshit.
Not very enthusiastic.
Really? I really disliked the first half of it, and now as more and more time goes on, I like it better and better in memory. Like I remember it better.
Do you want to go
see
it?
I'll go
see
it again.
It?
I don't fucking care.
I didn't
Ryan,
ask you, Ryan.
Invite...
You don't even live in New York anymore.
We only go to movies with New Yorkers.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Okay, that's terrific. That's good radio, Ryan.
Guys, now we're fighting.
Ryan's
pulling.
Fighting.
Ryan's
you're
pulling.
Supposed to say some shit.
The answer
me.
Is no. You're right. Brooklyn beat me. I just have to go home for a bit.
Yeah, Ryan. What about Brooklyn. your glasses with no like prescription in them? What about those? You adopted the uniform.
They're gonna be melted down to something. I don't know.
So you just weren't tough enough for Brooklyn?
I guess.
You weren't hip enough.
Did that
well, some guy was fucking you over on rent? Correct.
This is true. I am an idiot in that aspect.
Yeah.
Well, you figured
no,
it out.
No, but you figured it
yourself.
Out and kick his ass out, or you fucking... Do you need me to go over there and, you know, punch this guy in the mouth? Get some of your money back, Ryan?
No, Glenn.
No, that's okay.
His job is
an internet journalist. That's an actual title that he has.
So
he works for a website as a journalist on the internet.
So he was paying less money than you for his...
And he had the bigger
rent.
And he had the bigger room.
Yeah,
and he worked from there.
He specifically also said that, like, when we, like, Trump's like, yeah, we're all paying the same amount of month of rent. Choose which room you
what
want.
What is an internet journalist anyway? What do you need to be
he,
to meet
he
that?
Work, he just, like, reviews shit, like, what companies and websites.
Because I write about things on the internet. Am I an internet journalist?
Yeah, I guess you
Yeah, could, you are.
But do you write about the internet on the internet?
I write about the White Sox.
That's not internet enough.
No?
You have to, like, watch,
oh,
like,
I see what
companies.
He's saying. You're a sports journalist.
Oh.
This guy's an internet journalist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. You know what would be even cooler is if he wrote about it in print ads and not on the internet?
Yeah.
Like he writes about the internet and like.
So it's like the whole like analog versus digital argument, but like.
Do you remember when there were actually like magazines about using computers? Is that still a thing?
Magazines?
They
have
computers? To make like no money now. There's like no. They were like the first to go.
Computer magazine?
Computers aren't a thing anymore, right?
Let's all subscribe to Computer Magazine. Today,
the official magazine
unite.
Of Click and Ticket.
Fans unite. Yeah. Subscribe. This is what this podcast has been about since the beginning. Computermagazine.com. But don't buy from .com. Buy the magazine.
That would be decent. We should go door to door and try to get people to sign up for Computer Magazine.
We fucking love this magazine, you guys. We cannot talk enough about it.
What will
it's just
uh,
like pictures of, like keyboards and like
yeah, some dude with a mustache holding like a belt while using a mouse. you know? It's like a big fucking mustache for some reason.
How many
smiling like is it,
how many
yeah, like a mom like pressing like the power button on a desktop.
I've seen like a million gay porns with the ends like a dude that looks exactly like that smiling with like cum all over him. It's like we just scroll back because now all the tubes are fucking like mixed together. It's like you always have to pass through some gay shit on some tubes. It's like, oh god.
There's also
so this became Gay Computer Magazine just now. What just happened?
To Pete's credit,
why is this Gay Computer Magazine
on these fucking porn sites?
Because it has to be that way.
Okay.
On the porn sites, though, on the side, there's now it used to be some of the time, and now it's fucking all the time. There's just. Like, some dude with a gigantic dong, and it's like, pill companies hate him. The secret to huge cock.
Yeah, so for those of you who aren't as disgusting as we are, you remember that old computer paper that had, like, the holes on the side? Picture that, but about twice as wide as just, like, a border on either side of, like, the screen you're looking at. And it's all just dicks. It's like, grow your dick, and it's some guy holding, like, a 3-foot-long cock.
Like, I've never...
Or it's like guaranteed, like 3 inches in like 4 seconds. Like,
I guess is that the is
and just like a dick, like not attached to anything. Like,
oh, companies hate him.
I don't know what the disconnect. All right, so it's
they hate him.
Well, yeah, because they would have made thousands of dollars off of him if he hadn't figured out the trick. Were you like
he sent bombs to his house?
Oh yeah,
they fucking hate
pill
this
companies
guy.
Hate him. It's some guy like holding like just
he
like,
held
pills
his
companies, man. They're trying to take him out, man.
Obviously,
it's a conspiracy,
once
man.
They saw him,
so
big,
fortunately we took pictures of
huge
him.
Huge fucking
with all
dog,
natural
man.
Pills available through the mail, man. He tried to shut him down.
I thought he just like held his breath really hard.
What's wrong with someone on the internet asking for your credit card for dick pills, man? They never hurt anyone, man.
Is the disconnect like? Oh man, I'm not getting laid. My dick must not be big enough because girls can like tell if whether you're. They don't know until you're. They already decided they want to fuck you, right? Like what? Can they?
I don't know. I guess people are insecure. And
why
it's
would
just funny to?
But
take
it's
advantage
so,
of and, I, and it it's like an eight. It, you know, people are going to do that. Like you know, women are going to be insecure about like whatever, and you know, guys are going to be insecure about their dongs.
Oh, I know, but here's the
you just insert yourself in there.
The
and,
economic
like, the
perspective,
benefits.
Though, is if there's this much advertising about it, where it's what 2/3 of spam emails are, it's what all of the ads are on porn sites. Is there must meet that must mean someone's. Responding to it, right? You would stop advertising if it didn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah, that's the fucked up thing. There must be this whole like subculture.
It's just like obese 40-year-olds.
Yeah, Ryan, do you know anything about this? Is it just like old people who want to grow their dicks or something? What's going on? Like, are there? Is it like they get like one customer a day, and it's like because it's their first time on the internet? Like what? What the fuck is it? Tell me. Seriously.
And who's the dude who signed the waiver to be like huge dong dudes? I want a bunch of dudes like jerking off and looking at my dick. Like,
yeah, that's the thing is they're not like selling the product. Like they're not showing me like some scientist or something.
Like he's
they're
patient,
showing me
he's like the patient
some, like,
zero for the AIDS cure.
14-year-old guy's
a
dong. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it's really weird.
And he's never looking that enthused either.
No, he's like, look at it.
It's kind of like. It's kind of like the look that they must give that high school kids must give math teachers at like 7:30 in the morning. You know, it's just sort of like, oh, you're doing that? Like, oh my.
It's like, yeah, you want to buy dick pills from the company that I am
the representative
of?
No way. The company hates him. Why is he in a
bus? They always look so exhausted.
Do you know how tired it is to get your dick that big?
Like, in their eyes, you can see they're like, this is killing me.
I can only hold it for so long. Take the picture.
Quick. Quickly.
You scroll down, but you actually click on the ad. It's like,
yeah, like he's not holding up like
page and ask for donations for the guy who died to make that ad.
I don't fucking understand. It's like, it's like
he's somehow holding up one of those like sliding stone doors with his dick. It's like, get under it quickly, go.
Does he like exclusive? Do these guys exclusively try to date like overweight chicks from Jersey with big hair who only fuck you if your dick's the size of like a tire iron? And they're like, nope, sorry. 13 inches, no thank you.
I have no idea.
Who is the market for the people who need dicks that big? And who needs their dick that big for what? What?
Well, you need to grow it bigger.
That
I know.
Because when they shamble up to women at bars and talk to them about shit that they don't fucking like and the women don't want to fuck them, it's because their dick's too small? Is that like
I guess
going
maybe
on?
If it's that big, you just pull it out. And like there would be a percentage of women who would just be like mesmerized by it.
I bet
like,
you
like
wore deodorant.
Instantly hypnotized.
I bet if they wore deodorant, especially the degree that Ryan's wearing to such great effect.
Why do you keep making that joke? Is he sweating a lot?
No, look, he's got going? It's fucking muggy. His balls out. He's got no pit stains whatsoever. I think it's fucking remarkable.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, take your shirt off.
Oh yes, shit! Please. Yeah, after the last podcast,
yeah, the last,
God.
The last
what
two
the
casts,
fuck
ago,
was that?
For whatever reason,
that's some of the most fun I've ever had.
We all got kind of drunk, and I don't know. We took our shirts off.
I was going to bed, so I had my shirt off. So you guys were like, "What's with the no shirt on?" Hey,
yeah,
and you both took your shirts off,
and then I was berating Ryan to take his shirt off
for
and
at least
then,
20 minutes.
Yeah, and he wouldn't. And Pete was like, "Ryan, take your shirt off," and he's like, "Oh, okay," and he just took it off. It was fucking ridiculous.
I was gonna say it was. Weird.
I tend to have that power over men. Because unlike Ryan, he's old spice.
But you don't have that power of pill companies because they fucking hate you.
They fucking despise you.
Do they hate his dick or his pills?
How can I learn your secret
or him.
Trick?
They hate
no,
everything.
No, it's a secret trick. It's
they
a
hate,
secret
they
trick.
They hate his pills, his dick, or him.
They just hate my fucking guts.
They
man.
Hate his... God, the pill
I'm
company,
a renegade, man.
Pill companies hate my dick.
Dreaded pill company because my dick is so big.
I love the idea
I
of like...
I am dick on the run.
The idea of like filming that too, it's like somebody's on the internet, they like go to a porn site and they see that ad on the side. It's like, huh? And then it smash cuts to like some pill company, some gigantic tower somewhere that says like dick pills at the top of it. And then there's he's got this gigantic screen behind that's you know the size of an entire wall, and it's also that site. And it's a kid with the dick out, and he's like throwing papers in the air in fury. And then, like there's all these charts around with like big air like graphs, bar graphs, line graphs, and they're just going straight down with like a pinpoint that says like this dude. Like he's just ruining the company single handedly. It's gigantic.
And obviously
CEO
the chart
so
of his progress is like in the shape of his huge dick.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. It's like him standing next to a chart with his dick like out onto the chart.
The dick
with, and there's like colored lines like following the trajectory.
Yeah,
of
but,
the
but there was like the line went kind of up and down with no particular pattern yeah. beforehand, and then he found the secret trick.
His dick. So the pill companies hate his dick. Okay, that's good. So that's porn because we look at a lot of porn. So what P was talking about before we got to that was that you have to sift through a lot. What were you saying? Sift through
oh, yeah,
the
Pete's
straight
gay
porn to the gay porn.
You do. Like, all the tubes are merged now. You know what I mean? Like, you, like, scroll through them, and it's like there's always, like, you know.
Well, you could.
Some dude's face getting
yeah,
fucked.
Like, it's you have to scroll through that. Like,
you could look like for, like, tan and thin or something, and it's like.
Right.
Thin tan gay boy gets fucked in the ass. And you're like, okay,
oh, you search college,
and that would be fine.
And then I dare you to sort by duration. God damn, are you gonna get a lot of gay porn? I
so
fucking
so
dare
there's
you.
Like remarkably long gay college porn.
Yeah.
So it's
no,
whole,
it's just porn. It's like a video.
Well, you said search by duration. So
yeah,
I
that's
guess
what,
means,
yeah, that's what I mean. It's like videos of
when you would search by duration does mean you want like the longest.
Well, I guess
porn?
If you get a certain length, like an hour and a half is usually like a porn video. Right?
Is
like
that
a
what
2 hours.
People want?
I get, like that's. That's what it what? Is. Well, hold on. What's going on, Pete? Talking to the mic.
Getting sleepy.
If
guy.
You're going to tap out, you got to do it live.
I'm going to tap out live.
Pete, live tap out?
Live tap out.
All right.
Mike Tyson's
so you know
out?
That as soon as you put the mic down, it becomes talking shit about Pete Cast, right?
I know. Fine. Let's
and that means what
cast.
To me?
I thought that
Ryan,
would be
Ryan, what number are we at? 40. All right, Pete. You're off the hook.
Yeah, that's a cast.
You did your duty.
I would.
You did a good job. You can.
I'm proud of you.
Go to bed.
Frankly.
You know, no comment.
Don't do it.
You're just going to abandon us now. No, he's building, whispering now. He's not even talking.
Guys,
I'm serious.
I think you better leave.
No! At least explain to the listener why you have to leave.
He's going to go admire all his folded laundry.
Yes, I have a job.
Because I want to show you my...
You don't have...
Ryan?
You don't
Ryan's
have work tomorrow.
Drop fire, you guys. You're missing this. I don't know what...
You don't have work. You're just too... You're too messed up. Yeah. Can't rage anymore.
No. Pete had like 3 beers. He is fucking wasted.
I don't think it's the beer. The bottle of wine.
It's the bottle of wine, guys.
He's whispering. I hope the audience can hear this. Seriously. Pete's crawling away from the podcast right now.
Crawling away.
You crawling. And me and a bottle of wine. Now go to bed.
All right, Pete. Crawling you can go to bed now.
And my skin. These wounds, they will not podcast. This podcast will fail.
All right, Pete. Thank
no,
you.
I'm just kidding. I believe in you guys because you're my friends.
This podcast,
will friends.
This podcast is cursed.
Friends and all are very important.
And all will come to darkness and my city will fall.
No, because
I do not know what strength is in my blood, Pete, but I will not let this put the white podcast fail. All
right, go take a little nap. Go take a little nap, Pete.
All right, wake me up, and I'll Dirt send out the podcast.
It's the last time you fucking abandoned the podcast.
All right,
Pete.
Ryan, fill in for me.
Just be exactly
oh,
like
Oh, great,
Pete.
Great.
Talk as much as you can, Ryan. It's the only thing that will save this cast.
Mackenzie, get over here. Podcast 100. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I had to do mine, too. He
what?
Got to do one.
So when do I? I'll do
but
one
you,
next.
But what? It was. You don't. But it.
Listen, guys, that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine. We can make fun of silly things like that. As long as we don't make fun of things like buying a bed. Because that's like off limits.
Told you, Pete. Shit talking cats. That's what's up.
And the tone will take like a huge crater dive. And
yeah, you guys, I think we should turn this cast off because.
You can make fun of. You can make fun of everything except that.
In his defense, he thinks rape is funny, but bad jokes, he does not think are funny.
Unless there's rape in the bed. In which case.
That's never funny.
I got Glenn the finest citrus rum that I could find.
Yeah, okay. I think I should drink this for the audience.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you want to give the backstory, Glenn? Or?
I don't.
Well, I fed Nick's some fries, and then I told you yep. to get me a silly nip. And you told me to give you money.
I was going to liquor store.
I would not do anything of the sort.
I was going to the liquor store.
Yeah. And you got me a nip.
But first you said get me something silly, and I thought you meant like a bottle of something, like a full size.
No, no, no.
I was like, you're talking like 20, 30 bucks there, Glenn. I don't know.
No,
I mean, your
no,
fries
no.
were delicious, but I think I could get better for 20 bucks.
Man, Nick, you owe me, okay? I fed you in your time of need.
No, I own your ass.
I had an extra side of fries that I gave you that I was going to throw in the garbage. And you ate
I was going to hold out for Anger Tots, but I was too hungry.
Ryan, let's retouch on Anger Tots.
No!
What was going through your mind when your mind changed hatred? To, what are the name of the tots?
Extreme Tots.
Extreme Tots.
They were like, there was a really big verb.
How did you change it to anger? Or angry? Anger's funnier. How did you change it to Anger Tots?
Isn't anger a noun?
So this, I was going through a really dark time in my life, Heather. I just
summer 2011.
It was just a really dark summer, and yeah, that just it just all came out in my food's choice.
That was a bad year for the Twins.
Yeah,
man.
But
Ryan,
we've been underground. We've been underground for years now. Every season has been dark. That's not an excuse.
What was weird to me was the employee whom you were asking to acquire such food items for you was baffled. Didn't know what they were. Had no idea. Right.
Yeah, this is correct.
And you were saying just punch in your computer, it'll register. But how are
no,
these?
No. But the temerity, Ryan, for you. To
not
be
just
like...
that. Not just that. We've addressed that. What I want to know is what? How are they supposed to get you the food if they don't know what the fuck you're talking about? Even if they punch in the computer and the computer's also like Anger Tots word up. Like, what are they supposed to feed you? Like, they don't know what the fuck it is.
I feel like the best employee would have known how to improvise.
So you're just hoping that somebody back there is just like, oh.
They would have made their version of what Anger Tots should be.
But no, you're right, though. The fucking narrative is like, all right, fuck you, dude. I think I know a little something about Sonic's
menu.
It's
like, okay, between you, me, and the computer, all right, I think you're a fucking idiot. Me and the computer will solve the rest of this.
Burn, sir.
You'll now act as a go-between for me and the computer to have a little conversation and find the food that I want.
Listen, guy who works here all the time. I think I know a little something about the Sonic menu. Which
all
you
right,
don't.
And then I also love that I had to come in and be like, yeah, the, you know, the tots with like all the shit on it. And he's like, oh yeah, you mean the extreme tots? I'm like, yeah, there we go. Let's get that. Let's do two of those. And he's like, okay, thank you. You didn't like Ryan. You didn't even attempt to describe they what were you were, they were trying to
it's
get.
It's like, look, this is delicious. My classic downfall in life. I just assumed that everyone else is as smart as I am.
Yeah, Ryan, that's what. Yeah,
and
but you put,
it turns out, number one, I'm not that smart. Let's be honest about that one.
By the way,
I overrate my intelligence greatly.
Passion
number
the
two.
Christ.
What's number two?
What's the other one?
Ah, fuck, I don't remember.
Oh, well, I mean, dude, following.
But passion, also shutting up and being funny. I'm like bad at those things.
Passion of the Christ was actually like the, you know, the scene where Jesus carries the cross for like 45 minutes, like the really heavy cross.
You mean the Passion of the Christ?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was based on Ryan's life. The carrying the fucking cross all the way.
The cross?
That's the cross he bears.
I buried it. I buried it. I bore it across.
So is this just? Does this just go on to fast food places, or is this universal?
Wait, what happened to Jim Caviezel? By the way, is he done?
No. I saw him. There's some ads for some cop show with him on it.
Oh, because he did Count of Monte Cristo. He was the lead.
He was awesome in that, and the movie Frequency. I don't know if you ever saw that.
No, they advertised it really lame. It's like, our mom died.
No,
we have a radio.
It was terrible. It was really terrible. The movie, like the ads were terrible.
Was that what
the
it
movie,
was?
No, the movie was. It was like Jim Caviezel or whatever in present day. His like, you know the.
And he's like really into ham radio.
You know the scientist in the first episode of Walking Dead?
Yeah.
CDC?
Oh, yeah.
That guy is like his best friend, and like his dad was a cop, I guess. Like the Jim Caviezel and the other dude's dad was a fireman, so I guess they're both respectively now cops
and get along,
and firemen,
you know,
yeah.
On the grounds of
but his,
Bud Heavy
yeah,
and like.
I guess his mom died.
F-150.
And I don't know if his dad died or whatever, but like during, there's some weird. Every once in a while, the Aurora Borealis, like you can see it a little further south than you usually can. It's one of those times.
Is it up in like Maine or something?
And it's some weird thing where like it like and it's happening like it had happened like 30 years before.
So pretty much to sum it up,
it lets him be able to talk through the ham radio to like his dad 30 years before, so his dad can like put shit and like hide shit places and like he can like fucking find it. It's all like dusty as long as no one's got to it and stuff.
Nick.
He ends up having to like solve a murder. That like his mom like got like murdered and whatever because of it, and it's good stuff.
Sounds like Boxcar Children.
It was pretty interesting.
Nick, have you ever seen the movie whatchamacallit, Back to the Future?
Actually, no.
All right, well,
we talked about it on the cast. I think pretty recently.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
Never.
Not you haven't even seen Back to the Future 2, the one in the future.
No.
The only future one.
Why would I? No.
It had one of my favorite concepts, something
Glenn,
you would have loved. No, I know.
I've
obviously, if you hadn't seen one, you wouldn't have seen two.
Not necessarily. Well,
no. I know. Especially in like, why would you lie as well? Like, really? Like, I keep asking.
It's like, oh, you fell right in my trap.
Two,
I have seen
two
it.
Two had one of my favorite just like crime ideas ever. It was to go into the future and get a sports almanac with like the winner of like every single game, horse race, like fucking everything. And
you
then
you
bring it back 50 years beforehand. You like send it back with yourself and
you
then,
bet on
then
everything.
You just like bet on everything. And that's
that sounds
and
pretty
you have,
fucking
like, all
dope.
The, yeah.
I feel like the thing is, I know a friend of the cast to an extent because we did a text interview with a guy, Vegas Watch. He's my old college roommate. And there are definitely websites where if you, like, win too much, they just, like, kick you out. If you win, that's what's funny. It's like, we stack the deck against you, and if you, like, do well anyway, if you just, like, you're not allowed to play. you're not allowed to play, like, ever again? Yeah.
Huh.
Fucking, all right, I've never spoken to anyone who's been to a casino anywhere ever and not seen mostly old people on oxygen tanks just feeding quarters into slot machines.
Yeah.
It's the most fucking depressing shit ever. What the fuck?
I hate casinos. I don't know
and
what
there's
it
just
is.
Like the shining lights and like shit spinning around, loud noise. It's like, why do you need all that for an old person? Why don't you just take their money and send them home?
All I know is the last time I was...
get like emaciated and smoke a lot of cigarettes?
They like it, I guess. Like, they don't give a shit.
What is that?
I don't know. It's just a horrible place. I'm with Glenn. The last time I was at Mohegan Sun, I literally got lost in, like, the main area just trying to find the damn parking exit for about 45 minutes.
And you're on the shorter side. I mean, the slot machines are tall. I have a hard time seeing over them.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't find my exit. I was just wandering around through everything.
In a maze of, like...
Yeah, it was like a maze, like a rotunda with no discernible landmarks.
I get going in and wanting to play a few hands of blackjack. I get wanting to play some poker. Stuff where you can pretend like you have some sort of control over it. Stuff where...
Even roulette is silly.
Yeah, but... Like,
The craps one with a bunch of... Because that's like... It's like there's a bunch of people there. It's not about like winning or skill. It's about like stupid, retarded luck.
It's a
social...
And it's a social
thing. One's funny.
Yeah, but like even roulette, like, it's like, yeah, I'm going to bet like... Yeah. If you want to do like one huge hand, it's like, all right, I'm going to put... I came here with $500. We're about to leave. I'm going to put $500 on red. It's like 48% chance to double up. It's not a perfect thing, but it's basically a coin flip to double up. That's fun. It's an interesting moment. The thing with the slots is it's a slow grind. It's not like there's a big...
There's like a lot of losses and slightly fewer wins.
It's just like an inexorable march of expected value.
Yeah, and I understand what you mean with like the poker thing and the blackjack.
You could go big on like one hand and get lucky. Like slots, you just... Just slowly lose all your fucking money.
You are fighting a computer at
then
a point.
You're dealing
and it's computer too. It's not
you're
like
dealing with change as well, which is disgusting. Change is just gross.
And why doesn't the computer like?
I don't know why. Like, I guess people think it's funny because I kind of get over the top with it. Like when people give me change at work, I'm like, oh god, like I don't want to touch it. I'm like, there's like fucking change on the bar, like you know. Like I won't go near it, and I'll use like a something else to like pick it up, like scoop it up, and like. Also, we don't usually put it in the tip jar, but I will. So like other people will have to touch it and deal with it. So I hate change.
And the computer slot machine.
You have to
too.
Pull a thing.
And how are you supposed
and the on like the video gambling is so evil too. They're allowed to have those places and
at least
bars
with the cards they have to like figure out how to stack them so that they fuck you. You know, it's like the computer's like, all right, we'll program it so they never win. Like, okay, cool. And that's it. That's all it is.
Plus, they're just every like couple months you'll hear a thing. It's like, all right, I won $20,000, but somehow it was deemed a computer fuck. Like, how do you determine that it's a computer mess up? Like, at all? If it's at the end of the day, a random,
number.
A pseudo random number generator.
Like, yeah, how many of those then you go back check and like look at all the fuck ups where I should have won?
Yeah.
It's, like, while I was just sitting here all day, like pumping the slot machine, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
if it prints
it.
Out money and gives it to me, it's fucking mine.
The only.
Yeah,
the
you
only,
fucked up, that's on you. That used to just be on the business owner, correct? Like, I thought that was like.
The only way I can think of it is like, all right, these things are all key to the time. If like somehow the time on the slot machine is like messed up, then it'll generate a completely different random. Time every different random number every single time.
See, but if you could actually figure that out, you'd be much better devoting that intellect and thought process to some other project which has a cash yield greater than like losing.
It
well,
is
I
pure
know.
Chance.
I don't know if it's Mohegan Sun or Foxwoods, but one of them did like a lot of expansion. They spent like $20 billion or something.
Thanks, Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, and no one's coming now. Like the business is all dried up.
Because how long
the industry is fucked. Like even Vegas is fucked.
Well, it's amazing how long.
But like
when you get
something like that's
them.
A ton of money, and like there's no way they're paying that back.
That's so weird too. I mean, why now? Why are people realizing that it's bad now? It's always been
no. But this they had been doing it over the last like.
I know, but
sure,
like how are, it, why aren't people gambling now?
Also, to your point,
well, they
Glenn,
are to some extent, but just like not at the numbers. Like they thought, like
what changed?
Gambling just continues. You know, it's like people, everyone's rich. They keep spending more and more and more money. Obviously, then the gambling industry will just keep making that much more money.
Well, here's how crazy Mohegan Sun, they have their expenditures are so high on everything. They have their own radio station because they can. Just so they can always have a stream of ads and, what is it, like oldies music.
Oh. No, that makes sense. I don't know. It's like I saw these fucking blue collar shit dudes in the street after work yesterday coming home. They've clearly gotten off work too. And they're like talking loudly about the numbers they're going to play in the lottery. And it's like, you know what you get? The return on your dollar you get? It's like 56 cents is what it all weights out to. It's like all the time. So why don't you just like flush half your money down the toilet and call it a day? Like it's the same shit. You don't even need to leave your house for that.
There was this dude in like a wheelchair sitting outside this ice cream truck the other day, and he was chatting with the guy. And right as I was leaving, I just went up and bought like 2 bottles of water. And then he asked him, he's like, so did your numbers come close? Did your numbers come close this week? It's like, really? Like, that's the fucking conversation you guys are having?
Oh, it's
like,
it's just assumed.
It's like a talk about lottery stuff. Like maybe he knows the guy, but like, is everyone just playing the lottery? Like, is that... Like, I have a pretty, like, shitty job. I'm not, like, playing the fucking lottery.
No, because you're basically just saying, here's this dollar I made. I'm going to throw away half of it for nothing.
Yeah. You're never going to win.
Is it all just this weird, creepy hope? Is that all it is?
Yeah, it is. It really is. Because when people think it's fair, so it's like...
Like, when I was 8, I totally thought I was going to get Boardwalk and Park Place and the McDonald's Monopoly, but I was also a child. You know, like
I always just thought there had to be a way to like communicate with someone somewhere else. Like, especially with the internet now, can't you just like go in, be like, well, you want to just split this like fucking $500,000 guy on the internet? Can't you do that?
You think so? I'm sure they've got some sort of rule to preclude it somehow.
Yeah, but like, whatever. You get the money, and you just give it to the guy.
No, I mean like well, I don't know. I've never even heard of anyone winning it. Have you? Usually with stuff like when they get a winner, they like shove it in everyone's face as much as they can.
No, because every once in a while, every couple of years, I would get like Boardwalk or Park Place.
Every year they print in way more of one than the other.
Yeah, but like,
because then you'd be like, oh shit, I've got half of it. I just need one more.
So the other one like didn't exist.
Yeah. Basically, they would always print like a million of one. I always had like a ton of Boardwalk one year and then a ton of Park Place the next. Which also means I was eating a lot of McDonald's, which is kind of troubling.
Dude, it's a good sales ploy. It's like, ooh, like, plus, like, you get one thing, and it's like, oh, other free shit that I got to eat now, like, while I'm here.
It was fun.
Because I'm not going to, like, save this thing. And, like,
and that's the difference between something like that and the lottery, though. It's like, I'm going to go, I'm getting a meal out of this. Like, I'm eating.
Yeah, I've already decided to eat here. This is, like, something extra.
Yeah, some other thing I'm going to do. It's definitely different.
Yeah, the lottery is, and plus, like, the way it's like supposed to fund the schools, and it's like it never gets like the money ends up just like hardly any of it ever gets back to the schools after like after the law gets on top of it, and then like tell people.
Speaking of
which,
is
terrible.
To use your language, this hurt my balls. I read in the Economist, so Georgia had a fucking proposal for a tax, which was like 1% was what it was going to be. And it was, I don't remember all the details, but it was basically like very resident friendly. It was like, we'll take 1% from everyone for this year, and we'll put it all in like a pool, and then we'll distribute it all out to the counties, and then the counties can all do whatever they want with it to fix their traffic with it. So like improve however they want to do it, like improve transport in whatever way they feel like. And they all voted no. And the most overwhelming no was in Atlanta itself, which has the worst traffic in the entire country. And it's just like, you're losing more than 1% of your income sitting in traffic 10% of your day. I don't understand. Like, what the... Not only is it a problem...
You gamble on something that, like, could potentially help you.
It's not even gambling. It's when you assign
funds
locally...
because, I mean, like, it could be, like, the big dig. It could end up like that. But, like... Just
okay,
at least,
but,
you know what I mean? But, like, at least, I don't think most people are thinking like that.
No, it's just, it's so creepy to me that was what creeped me out the most about being in the South, in Atlanta particularly. It wasn't just that there was traffic and I was pissed off about waiting. Yeah, that sucked. It wasn't just that it was a really easily fixable problem. It was just that everyone was so fine with it. That everyone was like, yeah, this is what we do. We all just, like, stare at inefficient traffic lights all day.
Well, I guess it gives
and, like,
you time to zone out and
because Lord knows
slows your brain down.
Oh my god! And then provided a potential way to fix it. They not only didn't vote for it, they actively went out and tried to stop it. I don't.
Well, look. My experience there was there is like fucking rush hour traffic, and you live off of like this is a long one way road that like.
Yep.
In any other state or city or country, even like anywhere else, this would be like a 3-lane highway, and
yep.
It is a 1-lane road.
Oh, if you want to turn left, that's like a half hour of everyone's life gone.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I picked you up. First thing, you got to experience so much of Atlanta so fast because I picked you up. It was gorgeous.
I got to ride MARTA.
Yep. It was mid September.
What was the acronym you had for that down there?
I don't even remember.
I don't remember either.
Mass transit of some sort. I don't.
Something about equality.
I think maybe we read a few chapters of Malcolm X's autobiography.
What was that book with the they were on Timothy of the K? we read that book.
Didn't the kid go blind in one of those?
Yeah, no, he was blind, I think, at the end. And then in the sequel...
As a kid at the time, I was like, whoa, cool, he learns to live off the land. But in retrospect, it's like, so a 9-year-old is just shipwrecked, blinded, and has to like live with an old dude on an island.
At the end, he's just forever. Like clutching the only tree on like the little island there. And like I think he gets saved, but it's like a storm. And he's like shielding the other guy. The other guy's like... Yeah, it was terrible.
Did you have to read that book, summer reading one year, where it was the kid who lived on that like weird, on that Pacific island where they tested the atomic bombs on it?
Oh, what was that called?
And he tried to like, he and his buddies like tried to sail a little like rowboat out to make them not do it, and they just get nuked.
Was that some Bikini Atoll or something?
Yeah, exactly. Remember they like made us fucking read that for some reason?
Yeah, it didn't really go down like that. They like tried to move them all to like a different island, but it ended up like the wind just blew all the radiation right onto them. Oops. So like the 20,000 or 30,000 people like had like weird shit and like all their skin was melted and probably all got cancer and died. But yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But why
did
we
have
to read that? There weren't any other books
because our English department especially, it was a lot of like hippie like white guilt women who they were all like hippies back in the 60s. They were like if you look back at it. So that whole like look at what we're capable, look at what we did. It's like I have no intention of fucking. I don't think that like that's terrible.
I don't think our generation was.
Please,
down for that
anyway. like my generation thinks like gay people can suck and fuck each other in fucking suits or gowns and get married and do whatever the fuck you want. Like, I don't give a shit, you know? Like,
I don't understand.
Yeah, but yeah, and you're doing.
I mean, no, I understand. I mean, I agree. I'm totally down with the let them do whatever the fuck they want. I meant I don't understand the, like, why are we teaching them these weird counterculture ideas when they don't have any framework to even put it in yet?
Yeah, it's, that was strange.
It's like, I'm going to teach you how to rebel against the norm. It's like, we haven't read the norm. Like, I don't... It's like, these diverge from the classics. I haven't read the classics yet. I'm going to read those so then I know why these are different instead of just fucking dumb.
Yeah, and it was also... It's just like, so... All these books are about, like, people learning to, like, not...
To
go along with, like, their dad's opinion or whatever.
Yeah, I don't...
But it's like, you trying to, like, force this opinion on me, so
way
it's making
more
me, like,
than, like,
really, really skeptical, you know what I mean? Like, you're just teaching me to be skeptical, like, of everyone in general, which is what I, like, I get that, but, like, I'm now applying that towards what you're trying to teach me, which is bad.
Like, sophomore year of high school, I actually had an English teacher I quite liked.
Quite liked?
I can't remember her name. Mrs. Frontier? But, yeah, okay. We read In Watermelon Sugar. I was like 14 or 15. I was an English major, and I've still never read any Dante. I've still never read any Milton. I've read like two chapters of Chaucer. Like, there's so much core to our civilization shit that I've just never touched. But I've read In Watermelon Sugar, which I kind of liked, by Richard Brautigan, which is like this absurd story about this fantasy world where they take different colored watermelons and like make all their society out of it. And then there's these weirdos who live in like a junkyard and like drink booze and every now and then show up and weird out all the like watermelon people. This is like 400 pages of this shit. And we read that, and
do they fight? Like, is there like,
eventually the weirdos from the
what do they turn one of the one of the gray watermelons into a gun? Like, that sounds fucking awesome.
Here it is. In the violent climax of the novel, In Boyle returns to the community along with a handful of followers, planning, he says, to show the residents what eye death really is. The residents know only that something is about to happen. While they know he could be plotting to kill them all, many suspect that Margaret knew, didn't reveal the details, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, like, how am I supposed to... All I'm going to be doing when I'm reading this is... It wasn't 400 pages. It fucking felt like it. But I'm... All I'm going to be... When I'm reading it, how am I supposed to know what this shit is rebelling against if I haven't read what it's rebelling against? All I'm going to think is, man, this is fucking weird. That's all I'm going to think.
No, no. For me, it was just like, rebellion is awesome. It's like, I agree. I've always thought that. I don't know. It just taught you to, like... If everyone's doing one thing, don't do that. That was like their approach to pretty much everything. And it was like the government is bad was another theme that I thought was great.
Oh, yeah. And remember
that was half of it. It was like, also awesome. I'm down to read shit about that.
Remember how it took an entire year to teach us how the American dream failed for some reason? And they were trying to teach this to us in like 2002?
Yeah, junior year.
When the American dream was going awesome?
Junior year was, yeah, it was American history.
X.
It was the one, yeah, we had to take, like, our English class and our history class was both American history shit.
Yeah, but the American dream failed, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, we were high on the hog then. That was good stuff.
We had to read Thoreau. Why do people like Thoreau? I don't fucking get it.
I don't get, like, anything about what people like, for the most part.
No, I get what, like, 1984 is one of the most popular books ever, and it's fucking awesome. Yeah. I totally get it.
It's interesting.
It's cool. It's well written. It's like, it's...
Makes you think. That's fine.
Hemingway is really popular. Hemingway's awesome. I don't...
Badass, yeah.
What's with... Thoreau is like one of those people that they hold up, and it's like, yeah, he changed my life, and like, blah, 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 blah.
Is that the dude... Who's the one who, like, went to, like, debtor's prison and him. Shit? Yeah, he's a pile of crap.
And his aunt bailed him out.
Yeah, he's like, wasn't he living on, like, wasn't he living in, like, Emerson's, like, fucking...
He's like, yeah, I built a house in the wilderness. He's like, you live next to a railroad track, like, 5 minutes from the nearest town.
He was living on someone else famous, like, some other famous writer's, property.
Yeah, he bought someone else's shed, like, tore it down and reassembled it, like, 5 minutes down the road. And he's like, I went to the wild because, like, oh, fuck you. You're the original, fake hipster who sucked at everything for some reason.
It's like, you're just a cheap asshole. Like, you know, no one ever called him on that. It's like, dude, if you're like, okay, if you want to go out into the wilderness and like fucking write poetry and whatever, I'm down with that. Then you're pretty like rugged. That's fine. Go find somewhere new. Live there for a while.
Yeah, but if you're just going to masturbate,
do the equivalent of what a little kid says they're going to run away from home. And, like, you go to the end of the
street, into
a tent with all your toys and shit. And then you fucking... Yeah, and then you, like, write poetry for a little while and then, like, refuse to pay your taxes and try to, like, run away again.
Yeah, like, the preface basically says, it's like, I tried a lot of different jobs and... tried to earn a lot of money that way, but I wasn't having any fun. So I realized the problem wasn't me. The problem was working sucks. And then it's like, oh yeah, you weren't a failure at a whole bunch of different shit. Everything else failed you. You're this like marvelous creation. Yeah,
exactly. It's like, how come I don't have like all this free money? Like who's the dildo we live with? Was it Emerson? Was it
no? Emerson was legit.
Who was the other dude? Who was the guy you lived in the backyard of?
I don't know. I can't remember. He bought someone's like shed and.
But like, why is he going over there? It's like you got money. Let me like live in your shed.
Oh,
you
God.
Know how talented I am. Like, read my words.
He refused to pay taxes on something to go to debtors or something like that for some cause which we don't even remember. So clearly, it was really important. And then his great aunt or something who was super rich bailed his ass out against his like protesting. He's like, No,
he's like, oh sweet, like I'll get a bunch of cool like prison stories.
Yeah,
I'm
like famous now.
And yeah, I'll be hard as fuck now.
Thoreau is like the David Blaine of authors. Yeah,
it's not magic if you just do stuff that no one wants to do.
Yeah. You know it's like a lot of help.
It's not no one's stuff no one can do. It's stuff no one like wants to do and no one respects.
You know? And then you still fuck it up anyway a lot of the time. I think I'm good wrapping up on that note.
Ugh.
I don't have it. I think Henry David Thoreau is the David Blaine of authors.
I remember the whole time I was like, I remember my teacher who I actually respected like really liked him.
Oh, Mrs. Rubin was like, "Isn't this amazing?" I was like,
and I'm like, "Oh man, you like this dude?" Like, I mean, I he's just like a piece of crap, man.
I appreciate that we could all be more in touch with nature, and I think it'd probably be good for a lot of people. But do we really need to present it this way?
No, and really also like you can understand nature, and you can like live amongst it and in it and with it. But like you couldn't also be like a human being who's like in touch with it. And so you can still write poetry. You don't have to be like, I don't deserve, like, everyone else should work and, like, pay for me. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I want to hear some other guy's poetry who's like, yeah, I went to work and I, like, came home and I saw some you shit.
Wallace
like,
Stevens.
His perspective is a lot better.
Do you like, know, have you heard of Wallace Stevens?
Well, I'm not saying, I don't need to hear the shit at work, but I'm just saying, like, perspective, no, I don't know who Wallace Stevens is.
Wallace Stevens was one of the best poets ever, I think. And he was an insurance salesman or something like that. He like worked or an insurance adjuster. He was like a numbers crunching guy. This is like the 1930s, 40s, 50s or something like that. I can't remember the exact time period, maybe earlier, maybe later. I haven't looked at this in a while, but he was also like this brilliant poet on the side, but he didn't like tell people about it. He had his like poet friends like for the weekends. And then he'd always like coworkers. And so when he died, they like all showed up at his funeral and it was like, all these like whacked out poets showing up, like what the fuck? Like Wallace did that shit during the week, and all the insurance salesmen were like, "Who are all these fucking smelly hippies? Like, what the fuck is this?"
Whoa, man!
And he was this like brilliant writer, and he was just like, yeah, he worked a day job, and then he was a brilliant writer on the side. It was actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, and he actually like knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, he has a perspective that people can relate to because he lives in the real world.
Yeah, well, that's...
But is it really the real world, man? I saw The Matrix and, like...
Whose dick are you sucking, man? That when you go to your job and your mom or your aunt or your grandma isn't paying for you, it's never some dude. It's never like, oh, yeah, like, my uncle sends me, like, $1,000 a week.
Oh, yeah, it's for some a month. Woman yeah. who's like...
Yeah, it's like my
Billy
aunt
just needs
like,
another
yeah.
couple of years to figure himself out.
It's never, it's like my dad is like, okay, fine. Like, here you go. Here's like, you know, you should get a better apartment. You should get a new bed and you should get a better apartment.
When we put up our clicker ticket posters, we should say, whose dick are you sucking?
Seriously. Whose dick are you sucking, man?
And theoretically, you might have Rickett or Brickett in the next few days.
Yeah. If he doesn't come tomorrow, kid, he'll be fucking here next week, kid.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Chief. Kid, you should check out that podcast, kid.
Those are fucking great.
It'll be wicked fucking hilarious, kid.
Shit, I need to get sleep, unfortunately.
Shit just got real.
Okay.
I got work in like 8 hours, so.
Well, Nick, you should do law things then, and I'm going to...
Hopefully I've made myself...
Ryan, you want to keep casting? Want me to pick up the slack here?
No, Ryan. We're going to go.
Hopefully I've
made
myself...
We're in an hour already?
I'm going to broadcast this with my real name and make myself unhireable. It'll be good. It's an hour and a half or something now?
Yeah, it's an hour and 12.
Oh, God, yeah. No, this is miserable.
We're going to wrap it up.
If anyone listens this far, thank you.
The first half hour was weak.
I wonder why.
Picked up our stride. We didn't need any naysayers. Once the shackles, the
yeah,
naysayers...
Yeah, if you're going to go ahead and naysay, I'm going to be like, all right, goodbye. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to keep... Fucking podcast.
It doesn't cost me anything to keep going. Maybe you're running something good, which yeah, we did. It was good.
It's not like anyone listens to this and we have to pay for fucking bandwidth or anything.
Anyone who does is not going to give a shit. It's not going to change.
Oh no, Ryan, how much computer space do we have left?
We're using up the entire internet.
And the computer.
No one's going to know what happened on
the
stock market tomorrow.
The computer now is full of internet computers.
They built
things.
An archive just for you guys.
All right, we're safe.
All right. Pete's not here to say goodnight. Good night.